Hey, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn page Reish Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We are going to finish up Be'ez Hashem Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph and begin Simen Shin Tzadi Beis. I think we're up to Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph Si'if Beis, if I'm not mistaken. So says the Shulchan, right? Is that what we're up to? I think so. So says the Shulchan. Jewish people who live in a singular chatzar in a city that's otherwise full of non-Jews, shimu kafas chomen. The city is surrounded by a wall. The avru yehudim acherim derech sham b'shabbes v'nesachtsnu b'chatzar acheres. And other Jews spend Shabbos in that neighbor. They rent an Airbnb in a different chatzar in that city. Eino moser aleihem. They don't aser on the people that live there. Dorech eino oser because a guest does not answer on other people, umutarim letaltel b'chaliir, and therefore they're allowed to be metaltel throughout the entire city. Mishu b'ru Yisraelim adarim perish. Av shekam Yisraelim darim b'chatzim mikal makam, mutarim ayu lotzim b'chatzim b'voshaliir. Even though there are many Yisraelim that live in that one chatzir, they're still allowed to carry from the chatzir to the mavuos. Tulin shetifu mavuos, kol b'nei chatzir k'chad chashiv yei chashir v'u chanal. Because if they made an erev chatziros among them, so legabe everybody else out in that mavui, the b'nei hachatzir are considered a yachid. And we know when there's only one Jew among a bunch of non-Jews, you don't need a schiras rishus or anything. You're allowed to carry out because there's no need to be mesakein a schiras rishus. Most people in their right minds wouldn't live in such an environment. Once you know that the city's surrounded by a wall, you don't need any other physical adjustment to be made. Now it doesn't have to be mukafas choma. It could be that you do regular tikkun mavuos. You put Tzuras HaPesach by the entrance of the Mavir, something like that. V'nisachsnu b'chatzar acheres, and other Jews come to the neighborhood and they stay as guests in a different chatzar. V'adin sheshayich din zeh misachsin b'os chatzar sheyishol darsham v'gamakum darsham. It could also be that they spend Shabbos as a guest in a chatzar where a Jew lives where a guy lives. And the halach would be the same as far as being metaltal within that chatzar. So, meaning if in the absence of an erev chatzar, let's say you have one Jew, one guy, and then this Jewish guest. So the halacha would be that it would be mutter. For the very same reason, you wouldn't need an Erev and you wouldn't need a Schirus Roshos in such a case to carry in the Chatzer, because we consider that to be one Jew, one guy, where no tikkun is necessary. Even though we paskin that when you have two Jews and goyim around, you need a schirus rishus from the guy. But over here, where the second Jew is only a guest, they are batel to the Yisrael that lives there full time. And therefore, that leaves you with only one Yisrael. Not only are the natives of that city allowed to carry throughout the city, even the guests are allowed to carry throughout the city. However, the Magen Avraham holds, even though the Orchim do not create problems for the Balabayas who lives there, but the Balabayas does cause problems for the Orchim not to carry from their houses to the city. And we pass on like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that they are also mutter. Meaning we don't pass on like this Magen Avraham that the guests are not going to be allowed to carry. We pass on like the Shulchan Aruch that everybody will be allowed to carry. And certainly they're allowed to carry in the chatzar where they rent their Airbnb. For the same reason that they're considered to be tafel to the balabayas who's a permanent resident. However, this is only if you have the physical setup that the city either has a wall around it or there's a proper tikkun eruvin, the chashivi kulu kechatzar achas, where it's all considered one big chatzar. Because otherwise, they would not become batel to Jews who live in a different chatzar. What would be the shaychus between them and Jews who live in a different chatzar, unless there's a wall that surrounds the whole city, that joins them together? That which we say the Arech does not cause a problem, that's only if he's not a frequent guest. But let's say he's a frequent guest. He does business in that town all the time. So he comes to the Yerid, meaning the Yerid is like the someone who works in a particular profession, and they have 3 times a year that everyone comes to that city for the trade show or whatever. So he comes all the time to that city. He's got, he knows all the people. They say hi to him in shul. Everybody. So chashuv kvius v'osam yag shabashama. That's already considered a kvius, and he will ask her right away when he comes there. However, there are those that say, no, if he doesn't stay for 30 days at a time, he's an oreach. It's only if he stays for more than 30 days that he's not an oreach. Now we begin a new simon. Dine erevin le'ir. Ir she's a kinyan yachid. If a city belongs to an individual, afilu nasa shel rabim, even if it subsequently became a city that belongs to the rabim, mishtatvim kulum shituf echad v'yitaltul b'kol ha'medina. They could do one big shituf and you're allowed to carry in the whole city. V'cheinam ha'isa shel rabim v'yesh l'pesach echad. And likewise, if the city was owned by the rabim, but there was only one entrance to the city, mishtatvim kulum shituf echad, then they're all allowed to make one shituf. Let's see the Mishmur who explains what on earth is going on over here. Kinyan yachid, perisha b'na a yachid atzmo v'skira l'rabim, that a yachid built this for himself and he rented it out to the rabim. O shabna lo shabad yorinu m'shari l'atzmo drachum paltios esratios, or he built it in order to rent out the different apartments there, but he kept all the nice parks and things for himself. Kederach sham lachmosan, like the kings do. V'yesho m'shafilu m'chara l'rabim calls manchelu n'shtaka shem b'alim harishonu m'imenu, that some say this would be true even if he had already sold it to the municipality, he had sold it to the rabbim, but it's called, if his name is Bob, it's called Bob Town. Everyone knows that that's Bob's town. So as soon as everyone knows that, since everyone knows that it's a town that he founded, that it's his place, that's still called Shal Yachid. Or afil nas shal rabbim, afil yesh shei psachim. So if it started out as a Yachid's town, even if it has two psachim, it has two entranceways, sham nechasim b'zu v'yatsim b'zu, where people go through the town, coming in one entrance, going out the other, so it only requires shituf echad bedavka. The kivin shaisa mitchila kinyan yachid, since initially it belonged to one person, kechatzer echadamia. It's like one big chatzer, shetzvin kalbnei chatzer l'sarev yachad, where all the members of the chatzer need to make an erev together. V'yitalto l'bekal medina, and then they could be metalto in the whole medina. Ratzalam ha'achshe yishuk shumov v'sa'a kilchasan. Once you do whatever you need to do to to physically make the mavuos usable. Pesach echad, or if it's a city shal rabbin, but it has only one Pesach, the kol tam shetzarich shiur bi ir shel rabim shlo yishtatfu kulam biyachad viyuchol nataltul bekulu kedul kamei hu kedei shlo yishtakach toras shus rabim. Ah, there's the key. Mishmur tells us the key to this si'if. What's going on over here is that if it's a city that's shel rabim, it really resembles a rishos harabim. And if everyone's going to join in one shituf and everybody's allowed to join together, then people are going to get confused and allow the same to happen in a real rishos harabim. But so we always have to leave somebody out. We need to leave something out of the shituf when it really looks like a Rosh Hashanah. But if it's so dissimilar to Rosh Hashanah, we don't need to leave anybody out, and you could have everybody join in the shituf. What would make it dissimilar to Rosh Hashanah? So we've identified two things. Either that it belonged to a yachid, and it's known al shem that yachid, or it has only one entrance in and out of the city. Since it only has one entrance and the other side it's closed, it does not look like a Rosh Hashanah at all, and therefore would have a din like a chatzer. Viter in the Shulchan Aruch now, but if it belongs to the rabbim and there are two entrance ways, that people come in through one and go out through the other, even if it becomes the property of a yachid, ein ma'arvin eskula. You cannot make an eruv that includes everything. El manichan v'menem makom echad. You need to leave one space out of it. Afilu chatzer achas u'bayis l'tocha mishtatvin ashar. Even if it's just one chatzer, one house, and the rest of the city could join in a shituf. V'yelo mishtatvin kula mutar b'kol yir chutz me'asa makom shashiru. And everybody else is allowed to join, is allowed to carry throughout the whole rest of the city, except for that one place that they left out. V'yu osam an asharim mutar Karim b'makomam, and the people that are left out are allowed to carry in their own place b'shituf shosim latzmam, in a shituf that they make for themselves, but not in the shituf of the rest of the city. Mishabura vav afilu chulish shal yachid shemacharu alo, even though they had sold it to yachid, ain ma'arvenes kula gzeres shem tachzav v'tas rishusam yekalu gamkein, because we're afraid that they'll make it a rishusram and then they'll be making it a rishusrabim. V'olamei nogin lizar b'zav afilu b'yershal rabim. Our minhag is not to be makbid about this. V'efshar desfilu karashi dey nekaram paks mishishim ribo, and it could be the reason we're not makbid about this is because we don't really consider anything shel rabim unless it's shishim ribo, unless there are 600,000 people there, and therefore we never really have an ear shel rabim. B'shituf shosim latzmim hayu nisharim rabim. Let's read that top line again over here on this page. We said that those who are left out are allowed to carry in their own space b'shituf shosim latzmim, and the mishmur changes it to b'shituf shosim latzmim im hayu nisharim rabim, with the shituf that they make among themselves if they are a bunch of people, if there are a rabim that were left out of the eruv. And sifkantes dimashir rak lechad ain't tzarich shituf, because if they only left one person out of the eruv, he doesn't need a shituf, he's just one guy. And then the mishmura adds a vav to the next word, the asurim letaltal b'shar kol ir, and they're not allowed to carry in the rest of the city. Says the shulchan aruch v'davar zeh mishum heker hu, the purpose of this is to make a heker kadesh sheyedu she'eruv hitulam letaltal b'ir zeh sharabim bokim ba, that they should realize that the reason they're allowed to carry here is because there's an eruv. And the reminder is going to be that that you're not allowed to carry into the place that was left out, that you're only allowed to carry in the place that was included in the shituf. If you didn't require them to leave something out of the shituf, people would forget all about eruv. People would forget all about the concept of Rosh Hashanah, because look, everyone's carrying in the city that looks just like a Rosh Hashanah. Whether a guy's house would count as a shiur, as a leftover in this case, is subject to debate. It's better to be machmir. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, now if every mavi wants to make their own eruv and not join together, then for sure that works. That's a massive shiur, because each one is leaving out all of the rest of them. It means to be meshatef, of course, to make a shitufei mavuos within each mavoi. And finally, says the Rambam, that if it's a 10 amma or less wide opening, you need shnei pasin of two boards of a mashu each. But if it's more than a 10 amma opening, then you need a full fledged suras pesach. Otherwise, it's considered to be parutz to a makom aser to the rishus rabin. Shnei mashu huyin vodin mosamat seva. It doesn't have to necessarily be two pasen of a mashu each. It could be that they put a matseva there. But the point is that a lechi kora is not enough. The achronim point out that this comment of the Rama over here, that they need shnei pasin, and that's not going on the case where each mavu is making their own shituf. Because then a lechi v'kora should for sure help. That they never became accustomed to join all together. This comment of the Rama is going on what was said prior to that. That the whole mavi joined together, except they left out one bayis, one chatzer. That's where the Rama says shetzarich sham beemtza hamavi. They need to cordon off that place that they left out of their shituf with shnei pasin, and velo sagi sham belechi v'kara. That's where a lechi v'kara doesn't work. Kivin derugul sham biyachad b'osam mavi, since they're used to considering those people to be part of the mavi. So what we learned tonight is that when you have guests that enter a city, they do not count as residents. So if there's only one chatzar of Jews in the entire city, even though there may be guests in another chatzar, chatzer, they do not aser on the residents of that city. And the Shulchan Aruch holds even the guests are allowed to carry in the city, although the Magen Avraham disagrees with that. And then in Shin Sadi Bei Sif Aleph, we said that if a city either belonged to a yachid or has only one Pesach, you're allowed to make one big sheet of where everybody is included. But if it's Shal Rabim and it has two Pesachim, well, you have to leave something out, because if you don't leave something out, people will come to think that you're allowed to carry even in a Rishos Rabim. They're not going to realize that there's even an Erev there, and they're going to forget the halacha. They're going to come to carry Rishos Rabim. And the Mishmur says the reason we're not so makpid about this is because perhaps we define a Rishos Rabim as something that is 600,000 people, so it doesn't really come up so much. But tomorrow night we should be regular time, regular place. Tomorrow night. After that, it's going to be a little iffy in terms of scheduling for this week because I'm traveling to Israel for a couple of days. So, but tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, Se'ifim, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. And then we'll figure out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as we go. Have a good night, everybody.